JJ.
Hey, Dave. Jonathan Jones with Sports Illustrated. You have been in the NFL now for coming up on 10 years. So you've not necessarily the seat at the table, but you've had a seat at the table. Now that you have one of the 32 votes at the table, what do you consider to be the biggest issue facing football in the NFL moving forward, and especially as we look down the barrel of a new CBA in the next 3 years?
Well, the CBA is definitely a challenge, and you know, it always is a challenge. Every CBA is a challenge. I suspect this CBA won't be more of a challenge. Listen, I guess, you know, obviously CTE is a challenge. The league has been on top of the issue, making rule changes. I mean, listen, I still have Steeler gear someplace in my closet, so I'm just going to make that admission right now. So but I have more Panther gear now. But, you know, Shazier, that was like a big shock. And I think some of the changes, there's constant changes going on in the league, and I think the league is really thinking about it and trying to address those issues constantly. And some of the different tackling ways you have to tackle and tackling penalties, I think, are going there. So I do think that's a challenge, but I think it's been addressed.
Tiffany?
Hi, Tiffany Blackman over here.
Oh, hi, Tiffany.
NFL Network, going back to what you were mentioning about positivity and then your time with the Steelers, Art Rooney spoke so highly of you. What will you take from your experience and time with him and apply here?
Well, like I said, I was answering the football. I think the Steelers had a pretty good philosophy. Dan and Art had have a pretty good philosophy on the Steelers side, and so I'll take those sort of lessons. I'll take the patience and letting things develop. I think sometimes things are made too fast. I also have a personal great appreciation for things I don't know, and as I mentioned before, that's not them, that's me. Although I think they are, they have that appreciation too. Listen, obviously a great organization, and it certainly is not a bad thing to have been with them for 9 years and kind of just make observations. So I don't have that much more to say than that, if that answers the question.
Dan.
David Derringham, Pro Football Talk. You've been willing to make pointed comments to powerful people in the past. How will you support players if they have opinions that may not be in line with large sections of your fan base and your customers here?
I don't really make that many pointed comments to that many powerful people, to tell you the truth. I made some, you're referring to things I did during the campaign, but I've tried not to make any. Since that powerful person you're referring to has been the President of the United States, I really haven't said anything about it, except for a few positive things on economic policy, which, again, you guys choose not to talk about. If you decide to talk about those things, we'll talk about those things, but people don't like to talk about positive things. But listen, there's, for my charity stuff, I'm a big believer in social justice. And I'm actually a big believer in, the country, and I'm patriotic. And you guys know the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America? You know that? For the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible. What's that last part? With liberty and justice for all. With liberty and justice for all. That's what this is about. Liberty and justice for all. Okay? This is the most patriotic thing going. So that's all I got to say about that.
We got time for two more. We're going to go to Kyle Bailey, and then we're going to go to Scott Fowler.
Hey, David. Kyle Bailey, WFNZ Sports Radio. In that same theme, last week President Trump told his rallygoers there in Montana the NFL ratings were down 20%. Now, the extent to which that's true, I'll let you comment on that. But I am curious what you kind of see on the horizon in terms of media landscape, media partnerships, because it is increasingly difficult to not just attract eyeballs but keep them there. So that's something I've heard you talk about a little bit in the past. What do you see on the horizon for the NFL and really all sports in that front?
TV's been it's been fractionalized, so to speak. So there's a lot of different media. So you're talking about TV ratings, but when you add up all the different social media, Apple, Amazon, that I don't think football is being affected any more or less than anything else. I also think this thing that we talked about a little bit before called gambling is going to make ratings go down. I just have a feeling about that, okay? You may know more about that than me, but that's my feeling. So football, look, this is the best sport, okay, in my opinion. I mean, I love this game. I love watching this game. I watch it games. I watch all kinds of different games, and it's the only sport, talking about football again, and I know about you folks out there, but I can watch almost any team on any Sunday, okay, because it's entertainment, and it's great entertainment. And while I love the playoffs of some other sports, it's not football. Okay, you watch a regular season baseball game and let me know how that goes for some other team someplace else in the country. And I'm not making any cracks about baseball, so I apologize to baseball fans everywhere, so I know I hear about that. I love baseball, by the way. Roberto Clemente was my idol when I was a kid, just as an aside. But anyways, that's kind of my feeling about that.
Scott.
Scott Fowler from the Charlotte Observer. There's a 13-foot statue of Jerry Richardson outside the North Gate. Do you plan to leave that as is or move it?
I'm contractually obligated to keep that statue as it is.
All right, guys, photographers, we're going to take a few shots with Dave, and thanks so much for everybody for coming.
Thank you, guys.